Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I was reading Monday Morning Quarterback today on the Kansas City Chiefs, and they said this, quote, most of the change in KC centers around Patrick Mahomes taking over quarterback. They say most of the change in Patrick Mahomes. That's adding a Hall of Fame quarterback at the position.
I mean,
that you can't just say most of the change.
Yeah.
But the Chiefs went through a very deliberate makeover on defense over the last few months. I do think that is very apparent with the Chiefs. They went in there, and I think that Brett Veach had a chance to kind of scrub some of the John Dorsey off of it. And, hey, our defense needs to be a lot faster. If you listen to what they were saying during OTAs and what Brett Veach was saying after the draft, that was one thing that he continued to say. Our defense is not fast enough. Our defense is not physical enough. If you think about one of their big signings, aside from Sammy Watkins, you pick up Anthony Hitchens, you let some guys go, and then your first six draft picks are all defensive players.
Yeah.
You made a pretty clear statement of we need to start over and get younger and faster on defense. So a deliberate makeover on defense is the perfect way of describing what happened this offseason.
Yeah, it had to be done. And we've been talking about how bad their run defense has been the last 2 years. And their pass defense last year was 29th. One of the things, too, they're trying to figure out the defensive line, too. Benny Logan's gone. He's out. I mean, you can't really argue with a lot of changes on the defense because something had to be done. I've got a piece up right now on 610sports.com talking about what they're going to do with Chris Jones. I mean, is he a defensive end in the 3-4? They're going to put him on the nose a little bit this year to try him out there. I think it's a huge year for him because they got to figure out what's going on the defensive line, because the one thing that really cost him in that playoff loss to the Titans is the running game. Derrick Henry had the best game of his career, and he did it at Arrowhead against the Chiefs, and it cost him the game. So big changes needed to happen. Now, I don't know if they're going to work or not. I think we'll find out once we get into the season, but big-time changes had to happen.
And speaking of Derrick Henry, it says playoff ousters against Pittsburgh and Tennessee over the past few years showed Casey Brass it needed to get tougher and faster on that side of the ball. And the belief is that the Chiefs have taken steps to get there. This is from Monday Morning Quarterback. The additions of a veteran linebacker, Anthony Hitchens, Xavier Williams, who's a nose tackle. Haven't really talked a whole lot about him this offseason. Not really sexy to talk about the nose tackle of of the defense you don't think is going to be very good. Kendall Fuller and David Amerson have also helped. And second rounder Breeland Speaks is already taking first team reps opposite Justin Houston, outside linebacker. Certainly a guy that is pressing D forward for some first team snaps. And third rounder Dorian O'Daniel Speed has shown up as he has played nickel and dime linebacker. Again, I think the Chiefs defense set a very clear message of what they were trying to accomplish this offseason. We got to get more aggressive, and we can't keep letting teams push us around when it comes to running the football. Certainly the way Pittsburgh has, and certainly the way Tennessee has, and we need to get younger and faster. If you're upgrading from Derrick Johnson, you're getting, I would say, one of the bigger offseason additions when it comes to defense, and Anthony Hitchens, certainly a goal. You pick up Kendall Fuller, who's 22 years old. You have a veteran on the other side of David Amerson, but you certainly needed some help. It was clear the Chiefs wanted to get faster and more aggressive on defense this offseason.
Yeah, they had to. You know, you look at some of the defensive players that John Dorsey took, and you said you got to scrub some of the John Dorsey off of them. They went out and they got two linebackers in the fourth and the fifth round, Ramique Wilson and DJ Alexander. That was in 2015. Those guys haven't worked out. Daddy Nicholas didn't work out at linebacker. He's not even with the team anymore. You look at Kavari Russell, a third-round pick, a corner that they took. He didn't make it out of camp. So Dorsey missed a lot when it came to defensive players, and we still don't know about Tano Passanio yet. That's a question out there. Kemi Olegwe, it kind of seems to me maybe the Chiefs aren't buying into him, a fifth-round pick, a linebacker in Dorsey's final draft. So this thing needed an overhaul for sure. And with Breeland Speaks getting reps with the number one, that's positive at least at this point.
It also sounds like we're rationalizing this defense. It's similar to what we were saying about the Royals this offseason. Oh, they're going to win 75 games. Oh, they're going to be right around 500. They're going to be competitive through the trade deadline. No. This team was destined to be a 60-65 win team. They have no talent. And you could probably say something similar to the Chiefs defense. They're elite at one position, and that's Eric Berry. And he's coming off an Achilles. Other than that, Chris Jones, fine on the defensive line. Justin Houston, eh. D Ford, eh. Tano Passanio, we don't know if he can play. Their corners, they get rid of Marcus Peters. They bring in Kendall Fuller, who by all counts is good, but we don't know if he's number one good. Amerson not that good in Oakland. It sounds like we're going to be rationalizing this Chiefs defense for a long time, and the reason why is because we're talking about Patrick Mahomes and the offense, but there's a pretty good chance that this Chiefs defense is going to be ranked 20 to 30 sometime in the 2018 NFL season.
I do think they will be better against the run, though, because you got Hitchens, you got Reggie Ragland as your inside linebackers.
Hard to be worse against the run than the Chiefs have been the last couple of years.
And then you brought Xavier Williams in. And again, the nose tackles and the big,
we would
fat,
not be talking
guys.
About Xavier Williams if he wasn't from Grandview.
Well, I mean, they got to do something up there, man. So
I agree, but Xavier Williams isn't the answer.
Yeah, but I mean, bringing in Anthony Hitchens and putting him next to Reggie Ragland might be when it comes to stopping the run a little bit. And I don't think – I understand where you're coming from when it comes to Amerson and Fuller. You know, we don't know if Fuller's a true number one. He may be the Danny Duffy of the defense. He's your ace, but he's really about a number three. You know, I think that's my fear when it comes to Kendall Fuller. But you're right. I mean, rationalizing the defense, that may be something we do. I think, you know, as Carrick calls this more of a transitional year for the Royals, I think it's going to be that way for the Chiefs, too. I don't think the Chiefs are planning on going to the Super Bowl with this team right now.
Can you take the ball away? Can you rush the passer? And can you stop the pass?
You better be able to take it away, because even when the Chiefs were lousy the year before, they took the football
away. They get no sacks. They gave away their best turnover weapon, and they got two new corners. So we can talk about how they brought in some Anthony Hitchens and all those types. As far as I'm concerned, the three keys to defense, they are below average across the board compared to the rest of the NFL at those three things.
I think you're looking at the Chiefs' defense from a glass half empty perspective. And I mean, you know, I got to be the positive one on this show, as I am so many
times.
You're
a bigger buzzkill than Buzz Killington.
I don't think it's that hard to look at the Chiefs' defense as glass half full. A big argument is in the difference, I guess, in equating it with the Royals and the Chiefs is the NFL is so much more unpredictable to me. If a team looks really bad on paper, man, they're probably going to be really bad on paper throughout the course of the season, because the season is long enough that flukes don't really happen over the course
Talking
of six
baseball.
Months. In baseball. Yeah. Anomalies don't really happen in baseball over the course of the season. They happen in the NFL with a short season all the time. I don't think it's that unrealistic to think that Justin Houston gets 12 to 15 sacks this season. I don't think it's that unreal.
You think Justin Houston's going to have 12 to 15 sacks?
I don't think it's that unrealistic to think he gets to 12. What do you have, 9.5 last year? You're basically asking him to have one really good game, which I certainly
You're asking
think
him
is,
to be healthy. He hasn't been healthy since 14. He hasn't been healthy before the Royals have been in the World Series. That was the last time he was healthy. The Royals hadn't been to the playoffs in 30 years. That was the last time he was healthy.
I don't think it's that unrealistic that he can get to 12. I don't think it's that unrealistic that Eric Berry can continue to be one of the 10 most viable players on defense in the NFL. It's just getting back to the level that he was at before the injury. Maybe Kendall Fuller is as advertised, so you've got that corner position. Steven Nelson in year three, transitional year, now given an opportunity. He takes a step of being a serviceable corner. Their defensive line's younger, faster, more aggressive. Like, I do think their plan, in theory, makes a lot of sense. Man, how many times did we talk about last year? Like, they were trying to really hang on to a lot of old, aging players. That, man, football is a young person's game. Football is a, you need to be under 30 to play this game at a really, really high level. Man, they went out this offseason and said, hey, we got 34-year-old Derrick Johnson. Let's go get a guy like Anthony Hitchens. We really need to increase our speed and get more aggressive on the outside. I'm not saying their defense is going to be good this season. Is it unrealistic to think their defense gets to 19th this season?
Yeah. I don't think so.
19th is an improvement. 19th is certainly nothing to write home about. They're not going to talk about you on Sunday NFL countdown. But 19th with the offense that we think the Chiefs are going to have, that's a good, complete team that I don't think they're in transition maybe the way that the Royals are. I don't think they're a team that can win a Super Bowl this season. But this is certainly a team that could win 9, 10, maybe 11 games on a high end because of the offense. Defense is a little bit better, and you can win one playoff game this year. I don't think that's not unrealistic. That's not out of the range of possibility for this Chiefs team.
Yeah, the Chiefs were in total defense last year. The Chiefs were 28th. So, Speck, do you think they're going to be worse?
No, I think they'll be better, but I think we are going to rationalize to the point where we're starting to think they're a middle-of-the-pack team. There's also a very good chance they're on the field a lot more this year. I mean, for say what you want about Alex Smith, but those teams took 6 minutes to score touchdowns. The way Patrick Mahomes throws the ball down the field, you could be scoring in 3 minutes. And your defense is going to be back on the field. They may
or a pick could get you off the field in 20 seconds.
Very true. They could be on the field a lot more in 2018 than they were in 2017.
Coming up on the other side, let's do this. Let's set an over-under on where we think the Chiefs defense is going to stack up. I'm curious to see where you would have it, where the listener would have it. The Chiefs defense will be the blank best in the NFL. Because it sounds
based
like,
on what?
How you want to do it? Total points? Yards given up? You said it. How you want to do it?
Points allowed.
All right,
per
points
game.
Allowed. We'll do it on the other
points
side.
Allowed
points
game.
Allowed. I'm curious to see where everyone would have them coming up on the other side. Because it sounds, my hypothesis would be, you and I are going to be vastly different on where we think they're going to finish based on what you just said.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.